Lucy, didn't you gate crash an 18-year-old's birthday party last night?
Oh my gosh, don't ask.
Dear. Whatever dear it is right now. Time. Whatever time it is right now. Here's Luke.
Hello.
She's Lucy.
Oh, hello.
This is Luke and Lucy FM. What's on this week's episode?
Very good question. It's the one where we don't win an award. We're talking all about the awards ceremony, and we've even got an award-winning Paralympian on the phone, because that's how showbiz we are.
I get a feeling there's going to be a riot.
Hello and welcome to episode 4 of Luke and Lucy FM. Thanks so much for popping us on into your ears. Thanks for listening on Audio Boom. Thanks for downloading, subscribing and reviewing to us on iTunes. Can you believe we've done 4 weeks of this?
I know, it's gone really fast.
It's gone really fast. And if you've not caught any of the previous episodes, audioboom.com/channel/Luke and Lucy FM or go on iTunes. Pop in our names, Luke and Lucy FM. All the previous episodes are there and there have been some corkers, right?
I know.
If you've just joined...
There's been
brilliant. And if you just joined for the first time, hello, I'm Luke Marsden, and about 5 years ago, I was diagnosed with a...
I feel like I should get the violins out right now.
I can't believe you've just cut me off in the middle of me saying...
Of your sob story.
Well, it's not a sob story. It's not the X Factor audition, Lucy. This is just me saying that 5 years ago, as a fact about me, I was diagnosed with a debilitating eye disease, which actually, I mean, I could be blind eventually.
You're practically blind already.
Oh, right, yeah. Well, there we go then. That's great. What would you do if I was blind right now?
You're having another operation though, aren't you, next week?
Yeah, soon.
Scrapes your eyeballs.
Lovely. Absolutely. If you're eating right now, think of my eyeball being scraped. Lucy, what's a fact about you?
So I was a former journalist and once wrote a news story about a guy having sex with a postbox, which did actually go global.
Global. Like how big? Because when people say go global, it went outside of Wigan. No. What's global?
Well, it went to America, South Africa.
I bet the South Africans love that story of a man who had sex with a postbox.
Who wouldn't?
True, who wouldn't love that story? Thing is, though, Lucy, right, what you didn't get for that story was an award.
That's very true. I was close to getting one.
Were you?
Well.
How would you, what was, what
would I got you... nominated for one, I think.
So what category could that story possibly have come under?
Best story of the year, obvs.
Some showbiz journalist awards you could have had.
Yeah.
Best story of the year goes to Lucy Hilton, Wigan Evening Post, for story about a guy who had sex with a... Oh, I can't believe you just said that word. Don't keep saying that. We have to change the rating of this podcast. We don't iTunes giving us an explicit rating.
I heard a podcast the other day which swore, so...
Yeah, well, let's not talk about swearing there, Lucy, because heaven forbid you do it on a live radio show at any point.
Yeah, I'm not that bad.
Let's talk about the fact that it is obviously award season. We've had the Brit Awards at the time this is going to be going out. The Oscars are upon us. They would have happened. DiCaprio, maybe we're predicting the future saying...
Hopefully he will get an Oscar soon.
Do you think we can say he is an award winner now?
He's
an Oscar winner?
He is. Oh, come on. We all love Leo.
Yeah, we're gonna say he's not. So congrats, Leo. We don't know because this is recorded before the Oscars, but well done from Luke and Lucy FM that you've won Oscar winner. But obviously, Lucy, the Brit Awards have happened over a year.
Yeah.
Do you know how many award shows? Because it's got to the point now where I'm so bored of watching award shows. The soap or everything.
Oh, to be fair, the Brits was awesome. There was some spectacular performances there. Rihanna being saucy all over Drake.
She didn't like leak all over him. She obviously just danced like some bizarre.
It was saucy.
Thing is, though, Lucy, right? For people who don't know what the Brit Awards are, just in case they live in a cave in Mongolia, what are the Brit Awards?
The pinnacle of the British music industry.
You didn't think you could answer that.
Every February. Oh, I'm not as thick as I look, you know.
You did do a story about a guy who had sex with the postbox.
Well, there
so you go. You know you must have credentials to do that.
There you go.
The Brit Awards, for me though, they haven't been as good since the likes of Sharon Osbourne and Ozzy got so drunk they stumbled onto stage and hosted it. For me, that's the Brit Awards. Ant and Dec, it was almost too cheesy. I'm glad they're not doing it again.
Are they not?
No, this is it. They've confirmed it's the final
really?
Year.
I didn't know that.
Apparently they're too busy.
Oh.
Well, if an executive at ITV is listening right now, I can confirm that Lucy and I aren't that busy. So we could host.
Do this.
We could easily host the Brit Awards.
Great Brit Awards presenters.
We'd be so good at the Brit Awards. But let me just give you, because obviously the Oscars has happened and happening slash, you know, by the time this goes out, it would have happened. And let me just give you an example of sort of awards that go on each year, right?
Go
in America, Lucy, we have got the Producers Guild Awards.
Okay.
The Screen Actors Guild Awards.
Okay.
The Art Directors Guild Awards.
Okay.
Visual Effects Society Awards.
Okay, I'm getting bored of these now.
Directors Guild Awards.
Right.
Writers Guild Awards.
Okay.
BAFTA.
I've got the message.
Grammys.
Let's move on.
Film Independent Spirit Awards.
We're done now.
Academy Awards.
Stop.
Kids' Choice.
Right, moving on.
MTV Awards. MTV Movie Awards, Daytime Emmys.
I'm just leaving into it now.
Peabody Awards, Billboard Music Awards, Tony Awards, on and on. Oh, not even finished yet. There's more MTV Europe Music Awards. Well, that's when I feel that, when I'm watching half the Oscars. I want half these awards ceremonies.
Yeah, I never watch them, really.
The thing is,
they do get quite dull.
Do you not think when they do acceptance speeches, they all go in there, like, for example, I've never actually been fortunate enough. In 2013, I went to the Sony Awards, which is the Radio Academy Awards, which has now been scrapped. I went there, and I actually came second on a radio award to two guys from Radio 1.
So close.
Two guys who I hate. And I just want to say that I actually, for a split second, thought, what am I going to do in my acceptance speech? If I win this radio award...
I bet you scripted it and everything.
Well, I did think...
Yes, you did.
I did think of a paragraph or 10 that I would say. And you know what I was going to do? And you don't see this a lot of award ceremonies. Adele, when she collected her 10 billion BAFTAs, she didn't do this. Nobody does this. This is how my speech was going to go. Ready?
Go.
Hi, I'm just overwhelmed at winning this. I just want to thank my mum and dad for conceiving me. I just want to thank my grandparents for not being here anymore. I want to thank my hamster, which died of pneumonia because my sister let him out of the cage and he escaped and froze to death outside.
You can't forget Louis.
I can't forget my dog, Westy, Lulu, Mr. Woo Woo, Mr. Boo Boo. I can't forget him, obviously. And the biggest person that I thank my girlfriend's parents, thanks all of that. You know the person I want to thank the most?
Go.
Myself.
Why?
Because I would be the reason that I win the award. The hard graft that I've put in, the time and hours I've put in editing my own voice, I'm the reason I would have wanted to win that award.
Head isn't huge right now, is it, Luke?
No, it's not. No, there's a difference between an ego and a modesty, Lucy, right? And I feel as though that would be a modest acceptance speech.
To be fair, there's been some big things coming out of award ceremonies, though, hasn't there?
Yeah, but the thing is, though, more people care about what the award award ceremony, which, by the way,
well,
is one of our top man's best at that award ceremony.
Oh, wow. Yeah. No wonder he didn't win.
Not quite Gucci.
But yeah, do you remember the 2014 Oscars? The big selfie, which broke Twitter.
Oh, of course, yeah. Ellen DeGeneres.
And... yeah, with literally the most famous people in the entire world.
Bradley Cooper,
Julia Roberts, Jennifer Lawrence, Brad Pitt... what, who else could you want on that selfie? Beyonce, is it?
Meryl Streep was in it.
Yeah,
didn't somebody say
everyone.
Yoko Ono was in it? Oh, that was just a rumour. I don't know.
I didn't hear that.
No, I don't know if I saw that.
Okay. The next one. Do you remember the 2003 MTV Music Awards? That big raunchy kiss between Britney and Madonna?
Oh, yeah.
Shocked the nation.
Do you think, I don't know, do you think that Britney like that? Because Madonna's getting on a bit now, you know.
Oh, do you remember when she snogged Drake, though? Is that she just loves snogging people?
But she loves snogging younger people.
Younger people?
It's never somebody of her own age now, is it?
Well, no. A boyfriend's could be a son, couldn't he? I think.
To clarify, he's not. He's just the age of around her son's age, I would imagine.
Well, yeah, he's not her actual son.
No, obviously not, no.
But the best one for me has to be Kanye when he jumped on stage when Taylor Swift was getting her award for the best music video in 2009 MTV Music Video Awards. And he was banging on about how Beyonce should have got that.
The thing is, though, Kanye West recently has come out and saying basically he needs money off all these billionaires to help fund projects around the world.
He's so poor, remember?
Well, he said that he doesn't want to use his own money because that wouldn't be it wouldn't make financial sense. Hang on.
I think we need to donate to him.
Buy that. Okay, how much have you got that you want to donate to Kanye West?
I don't know, tenner, justgiving.com/Kanye's fund.
Is that an actual page?
No, I've just made it up. I could set it up, though.
Lucy Hilton from Wigan is going to help you, Kanye West, billionaire of the, billionaire, to help raise money. Lucy will donate you first tenner.
There you go. On our way.
Yeah. There's some ridiculous award ceremonies, though, right, as well. Rhea of the Year. Now, I actually... Wait, you'll be impressed by this.
What?
I actually
you won it.
I actually once felt a Year of the Rhea's backside.
A Year of the Rhea's backside?
Yeah, yeah. Charlotte Church.
A Rhea of the Year's backside.
She won Rhea of the Year. Yeah, Charlotte Church. And it was the National Television Awards in 2013. And I was chatting to her. And my hand, as I kind of moved past her, accidentally slipped towards a rear.
So you basically groped her.
I didn't grope Charlotte Church.
You groped her. No, what? Pervert. No, get out of the studio. But
that's strong. What I'm saying is,
Did your girlfriend know about this?
No, it doesn't matter. It was back in the past. I could grope as many backsides as I wanted back then. It's no, I'm not groping backsides.
Sten, bear in mind, everyone, stay away from Luke. He's got gropey hands.
Okay, that's absolutely, that's inflammatory sentences, those, Louis.
You mean defamatory.
I just call you Louie as well. I mean, Lucy, this is what we're doing a radio
so
show.
You're
and then
now
this
comparing me to a dog. Thanks, Luke.
But you've been compared to worse, Lisa, you know that.
All right.
That's as close as I've truly ever got to a serious award winner, right? But you can top that.
Well, yeah. One of my best friends, Rachel Latham, a former Paralympian, she is former Paralympian turned TV presenter, has won quite a few awards.
What some awards has she won?
Well, for example, she was part of the Channel 4 team that won the best coverage live.
Just checking your script. Do you want to start that again, Lucy? She's checking her script.
She won the best sport and live event coverage at the London 2012 Paralympics. She won a BAFTA.
She won a BAFTA?
Yeah. It's pretty
cool, right?
No,
I said to Lucy when we wanted to do this one, the one where we don't win any awards, we want to get an award winner on the phone. And the closest I'll ever get to a BAFTA is this phone call.
Is Rachel Latham.
Now, she's on a train, though, right? So
she's
it could
on a
cut
train,
off.
So...
On a Virgin Pendolino. So actually, realistically, it's not an award-winning train. But by the way, did Virgin know that they've got a BAFTA winner riding on the train?
Probably not.
I hope she's been upgraded
to first
class. They
should upgrade her immediately.
Let's find out. We've got Rachel's voicemail. This is leaving Rachel a voicemail because she's on the train. Hi, Rachel. It's Luke and Lucy on Luke and Lucy FM. If you could just pick up your phone and get someone as a signal. Get off the train, actually, Rachel. Yeah, that'd be
great.
That'd be fab. Let's try her again. We finally got her on the phone. 50 attempts later that I've just cut out. She's on a train. Rachel Latham. Is that how you pronounce your surname, Rachel?
It is, yes.
Rachel, welcome to Luke and Lucy FM. You're a first ever award winner, purely because we have had nobody else has ever won any awards on this podcast.
I'm glad I feel so special.
Well, you know, it is special. Don't do yourself a disservice, Rachel. I mean, like, just so what? How many awards? Like, do you have a big cabinet? What have you won, Rachel? Just so we're clear, because Lucy screwed it up earlier trying to read your awards out.
Don't worry about it. Well, to be honest, my mum keeps track of it much better than I do. But from my swimming, I started winning awards when I was about 10 years old. So kind of national sports awards. And then I started to improve a little bit, and I started to break world records and stuff in the 100 meters butterfly.
Aren't you the European record holder for, like,
yes. I still hold the British
record
for 200 metres backstroke. Yeah,
that is
not too bad.
I mean, obviously, a ridiculous question is, are you competitive? Of course you're competitive. You've won awards in an area where you have to be competitive. But would you be so annoyed if somebody broke your record? No. Would you try and get it back?
Well, I don't think there's much chance of me getting it back now, as I've not been in a swimming pool competitively for about 5 years.
You still got it.
I just about float, I think.
So you was in the media industry and you decided...
I decided, I injured myself, so I couldn't carry on swimming, so I had to go into the media, and it just meant that I then had to do the...
Rachel, so come on, tell us about your BAFTA, because, I mean, what does it even smell like?
Well, we were so surprised, to be honest. I just went along for a party. I went to the FA Cup final that day when Wigan beat Man City. Yeah, and I remember my mum being like, to be honest, Rachel, if Wigan can win an FA Cup, then surely Channel 4 can win a BAFTA.
Bet you didn't believe it, did you?
You know, miraculously, we somehow beat BBC.
I mean, such an accolade for Channel 4. So who actually has the BAFTA? Do you have to pay if you want a copy of that BAFTA?
Copy?
Well, yeah, because there's one BAFTA, right? Do you all get a BAFTA?
Unfortunately, I don't have a copy myself. One is in Channel 4, and the other one is with the production company, Sunset and Vine, who produced the Paralympics for Channel 4. So they kind of get to stare at it. Give it stroke every now and again.
So annoying.
What happens if you want to put it? Your mum might want to put your BAFTA in her toilet or something. That's ridiculous.
Well, there is a photo of me in the hat and the goggles in my mum's toilet, but not
that might spur people to wee when they're using the toilet. You know, like she's swimming. Oh, I want water.
It's so I can keep my eye on everybody.
Rachel, so tell us then. Obviously, you've done a number of things. I mean, I don't know whether or not Lucy mentioned it on it. You don't have a gold medal. You do have a gold medal.
Yes. So,
oh, my word.
Up until I started racing against those fancy people from America and China, I was pretty much winning everything. So at European level, I did okay. It was only when it came to the top of the world stage when I started to get beaten a bit. But I won a silver and a bronze at the World Championships in swimming world champs in 2006.
That's so cool. You went That's to Beijing as well, right?
Yep. In Beijing, just before I went to Beijing, I'd actually injured my shoulder. But I swam the 100 backstroke and I came to fifth.
That's so amazing.
So, you know, it kind of went okay, but it's kind of come full circle now, and I'll hopefully be going to Rio for the Paralympics this year to work in the media again.
So you don't think you'll compete anymore?
No, I tore the muscle down the back of my tricep and underneath my scapula. So I'm pretty much out of the game now.
Oh,
very
Rich.
Sad.
Oh, listen, it's sad, Rachel, but at the end of the day, you've got all these awards, so you've got to the top of your field. Who's bothered?
You've peaked already.
No, exactly.
You can come round my house anytime and have a look.
Oh, I love that.
Thanks,
and if you
Rich.
Can somehow get hold of the BAFTA so I can do a selfie with it and tell people I've just won a BAFTA, that'd
be
fab.
That'd be great.
So yeah, don't you worry, I'll sort that out.
Who would be the most famous person?
Well, the Queen is probably the most famous person I've met.
Tell us the Queen story.
Tell us about the Queen.
Oh, Lucy loves the Queen
story. I love the Queen story.
I was slightly tipsy on fizzy orange juice. The Queen came round to speak to everybody, and unfortunately, when she got to me, I was a bit kerfuffled in if it was mam like jam or mam like balm.
It's mam like jam, isn't it?
It is mam like jam, although being from Wigan, I would much prefer it to be mam like balm. But it wasn't the case. I was choking on a quail's egg because I didn't even know what one was. And then she just appeared in front of me and asked me what I did, and I just got really confused. I managed to spit out that I was a swimmer, and then another
spit out the quail's
slightly
egg
under
well.
The influence swimmer ran over and asked if he could go in the Queen's swimming pool. He was very quickly escorted away and the Queen left me alone. So I don't think...
Somebody ruined your moment.
You scared the Queen off.
Even more so, I think it's really not my chances for Prince Harry as well.
Yeah, because his grandma's not going to like you. I mean, when she talked to you, the Queen, I always think, because you see this on TV and you see the Queen all the time talking to people, do you think in that moment that she's speaking to you, she genuinely cares, or she's thinking, just keep moving down the line?
I hope when she was talking to me, she genuinely cared, because there's not that many people from Wigan who get to meet the Queen, so she must have been like, oh my God, this girl from Wigan, this is exciting.
I think you were the best person she ever met.
Yeah, I mean, that's true. And you're from Wigan, so we have to say that obviously we definitely think you're better than the Queen.
Well, next time I meet her, I'll give her a heads up from the both of you and I'll bring you along.
If you can get
Cheers,
a number,
Rach.
We'll get on the podcast. Rachel, thanks so much.
To take her out.
I do, honestly. Thanks so much for taking the time on your Virgin Pendolino. Go back to the quiet coach now.
Thank you.
Thanks,
Cheers,
Rachel.
Rach. You
Thank
too.
You
Bye. Oh, Lucy, can you believe it? Despite the fact the signal was absolutely atrocious, we have had an award-winning Paralympian who's met the Queen, got a BAFTA
world record holder.
To be honest, we could end the podcast today and we don't need to get anybody else ever on.
I think, never mind Rachel peaking, I think we've peaked.
I think well, that is an issue I've had previously. I have peaked far too soon in my career, I mean. And on that note, we're going to leave it here this week. I think I just want to end, Lucy, by asking you, you ever think in any field you're ever going to win an award? For you.
One day, yeah. I hope so. Yeah, I reckon I will. I'm actually at an award ceremony in 2 weeks' time.
But are you personally up for an award?
Well, it's our team who I work for.
That doesn't count.
Rule 5.
Forget all that.
We're going to win
this plug,
award.
By the way. Do they sponsor this podcast? No.
Hopefully I can go on stage, though.
Oh, yeah. There you go, Lucy. You can stand 50 people away from the awards podium. And then you can, when you get the photo, put it as your Twitter cover and go, we're award winners, guys.
We're all winners. I'm there.
We're all winners. I mean, I'll be perfectly honest. I've thought a lot about this. What award I'm going to win? The Nobel Peace Prize.
Oh, my goodness.
I think I might be up there with
I'm
a chance.
I'm not even responding. Listen, you might be up there with Nelson Mandela.
If Al Gore can get one, anybody can get
might
one.
Might be up there with Mother Teresa,
That's all I'm saying. Wigan's Mother Teresa. On that note, thanks so much for listening to us this week. If you've liked it, please leave us a review and 5 stars, ideally, on iTunes. And please leave us a comment on Audio Boom. Subscribe to our channel. Keep checking out previous podcasts. audioboom.com/channel/LukeandLucyFM. Absolutely amazing to have your company with us on the podcast this week. We'll see you right back here in your feed. Can I say feed?
Feed.
Yeah. You pee in your feed.
Feed.
Yeah. We'll see you on your feed this time next week. Thanks for listening. Lucy, should we, let's pretend we're at awards ceremony now. You ready?
Let's clap us out.
Let's clap ourselves out.
You've just listened to Luke and Lucy FM. Why not listen to it all over again? Oh, and please, leave us a review on iTunes. Pretty please.